Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ, and visitors and neighbors, friends. Today's lesson will conclude our study of the three virtues mentioned by Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. And this lesson will conclude with the study of the virtue of love. And we'll begin by reading from 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 through 13. And it reads as follows. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Verse 4 says, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Verse 13:6 says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Verse 9 says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part then disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Verse 13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And this concludes our study of the great virtues of faith, hope, and love. Let's go on with our lesson today about love as we wind up this study. Why does Paul declare in 1 Corinthians 13:3 that the greatest of the three is love? Well, love is important. Popular culture tells us. Love is a many splendid thing. We have the song. And all you need is love, another song. Love makes the world go round, and love means never having to say you're sorry. Is all part of popular culture. Abraham Maslow, the psychological theorist, said that love is one of the five basic needs of a human. And to be healthy and happy, we need to love and be loved. Popular culture and thoughts say that love is important, and so does the Bible. Let me repeat that. Popular culture and thought say that love is important. And so does the Bible. Jesus said that the most important commandments were to love God and to love your neighbor. It also means there that God is love. It says that God loved the world. That is why he sent Jesus to die for the world. 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, which is in many ways a major statement for the entire Bible, says that love is the most essential and eternal of all God's gifts. According to the Bible, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:3. And preaching without love is just a bunch of noise. Preaching must include the message of love. Faith without love is empty. No matter how faithful one thinks themselves to be, it must also encompass love. Even prophetic wisdom is meaningless without love. Love is the essential element but gives meaning to all the others. Without love, all those other things, as powerful and as important as they are, lose their meaning. It is like a parent who works excessively hard to earn a living for their children. The parent never spends time with the child to help them grow emotionally and spiritually. Without the love of a parent, all those other things lose their meaning. In the same way, without love, wisdom, faith, even sacrifice, become unanchored in the sea of life and lose their place. Love is the anchor. Love is the key. Love is an essential element of all things in life. So we all agree that love is essential and vital. Now begs the question, exactly what is love? Both the church and the world speak of love, but they often seem to be speaking a different language about different things. The world speaks of falling in love or falling out of love. The world speaks of making love as a mere physical act of sex. Is love simply never having to say you're sorry, or is it more? Dr. Maslow, the psychological theorist, said that love is one of the five basic needs of a human, and that to be healthy and happy, we need to love and we need to be loved. Popular culture and thoughts say that love is essential, and so does the Bible. Jesus said the most important commandment there to love God and to love your neighbor. It says that God loved the world, and that's why he sent his son Jesus to die for us. According to the Bible, no, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Both the church and the world speak of love, but they often speak different language. Love is the basis and the purpose of all good things. It is eternal. Prophecies, knowledge, eloquence, all have fulfilled their usefulness and will fall away. But the essential thing, love, will remain. Love, the world is right in part about a few things about love. Love is a many splendored thing. Love is all you need. Love is truly what makes the world go round, according to popular culture and according to Bible. Love is the fifth element of creation. Love is a basic need for humanity. But the world has a few things wrong too. Love often means saying you are sorry. Love is more, much more than a mere physical act. Love is eternal. Love is essential. You want to know what love is? Look at Jesus, and especially look at his body, broken and his blood shed for us. The most profound example of love, sacrificial love. He is the eternal, unconditional, self-sacrificial love of God in the flesh. I would like to close this message with a poem titled, I Am a Christian, by one of my favorite poetress, Ms. Maya Angelou. The title of the poem is, I Am a Christian. And it reads, when I say I am a Christian, I'm not shouting, I'm saved. I'm whispering, I get lost. That is why I chose this way. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need someone to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and pray for strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and cannot ever pay the debt. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are all too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, which is the reason I seek his name. When I say I am a Christian, I do not wish to judge. I have no authority. I only know that I am loved. When I say I'm a Christian, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God loves me in every sense of the word. As we conclude our lesson for today, please, if you have any questions or would like to discuss further love, please do not hesitate to give me a call and we can have that conversation. And want to say to all listening, may God continue to bless you, protect you, and that you do the very same thing to those you come in contact. Mimic God in your reactions, the same way that he loves you, protects you, and cares for you. Do that for others as you come in contact with them. Until we meet at our next appointed time, may God bless you, keep you, and hold you. In Jesus' name, amen.